Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, too sweet. Oh!
Still love this song.
I know.
It's a good one. So good.
A good song. It was one of those like creeper songs, you know, like at first you're like, oh, that's, well, there's a new Hozier song, and then you find yourself singing it, and now I'm like, oh yay, it's the Hozier song. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Guess what sold out, you guys? Alice in Winterland. So here we go with the only way for you to win your way into our big show, Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Here is how to do it. Take the word Oakland, O-A-K-L-A-N-D, it's all one word, and text it to our contest line, 20357. Text the word Oakland to 20357. Then you could instantly win these tickets and be in the running for front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. Oakland is this hour's code word. We have these code words all day long. Lots and lots of chances for you to win your way into Alice in Winterland, and we'd love to see you there. It's our big holiday party. It won't be the same without you. You going to go to that, Vin?
I'm going.
Right,
for
I'm
sure.
I'm going to go, too.
I'm bringing my kids, my wife. We're all going.
Is Deepak going?
Deepak's going. Everybody's going.
I love it.
His wife, Karen,
hey,
I believe
Karen.
Is going.
Yeah.
She's a good Karen, though,
Pat
everyone.
Pat and Marianne are going to go.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that'll be fun. It's a good time. You bringing anybody, Maddie?
I'll probably bring the Gabers.
Oh, oh that's right. Yeah.
You like them.
Yeah. Do they have names besides Gabers?
Or? Rob and Johnny.
Okay, Rob and Johnny. Hey, Rob and Johnny.
And Cliffy.
Oh, Rob, Johnny, and Cliffy. Are they a thruple? Did we have this combo?
We did have this combo.
They're not a thruple.
No. Rob and John
Do thruples
are married.
Work?
I actually married them.
I was just at a dinner party with friends last weekend, and my friend's daughter is in a thruple. Absolutely. And she was like,
What
do you mean? What?
How old are your friends and how old is this daughter who's in a thruple? I don't want to ask too many questions. I feel like I know a lot of your friends' kids.
Yeah. My friends are our age and their daughter, they're the person in the thruple. Sorry. It might not be a daughter. You don't know.
You're right.
Oh, man. Dump that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Never mind. Let's not.
It's but she was my friend was saying that she's her kid is in a thruple and she's trying to get her head around it. She's like, I don't know what to do with that.
So she's polyamorous?
Is that what it is? Polyamory?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, polyamory means you can have, you know, they're
I don't know
lots
all
of
the
people
definitions.
In
the I, you know what?
Like no limit to how many people.
But that word specifically, thruple, was used as my friend was saying, my kid's in a thruple. And I was like, oh. And then she went, and I can't. So I've just gone zip and left it.
Well, if you just go, whatever makes you happy. I love you, you're my kid. Right. That doesn't, nothing about that changes.
Exactly it, right.
Mm.
There was no like under, you know, she just went, I can't, my friend did, said I can't, I don't know what I can ask. I don't know why this is good or bad. I just went, okay.
Is it possible they're just roommates and?
No, they are.
Because they can't marry. I mean, that's not allowed. So they're just in a.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's a law in Utah. I don't think it is, though. I think it's not.
Well, you don't have to marry to be in a three-way relationship.
No, of course not. Right. Sure. I mean, that's. But is are
a lot
you,
of the poly couples I've known have maybe two of them are married, but then they have
so they're a core couple.
There's a core couple, and then
there's some satellites.
I'm not saying that's the only way, but that's just the way.
I don't know.
Most of the people that I know.
Yeah,
who
there's
are
no
poly.
Rule against how many people you can love or be in a house with.
Right. Right.
You know, maybe someone will text us with some more information or go long form. Oh, do we have an email address? We really should have one of those. Remember we used to, and now we don't. Let's get an email. Let's put that top of the list. I'd love people to be able to write us a note.
Or text us.
I don't know. Yeah.
We might have had it. Here's the thing about the text. You can't. This is my first experience.
I can't
do it. I'm like, you're clearly an expert at it. You know to read upward and find the next part of the. And sometimes it's not even in order. Like, how did that part get there before that part?
Sometimes I will see a part and I'll locate the number and know that's the next part. But haven't proofread the next part and find myself caught. You know those times when we're caught
sure
and I've read something where I clearly wish I hadn't because now Michael Martin's going to catch me on my way out the door and be
you had to read that, huh?
Thanks a lot.
That's the one you had to
loser.
Read.
Jeez, I didn't mean to. We bought this thing out of the back of a Plymouth Volare in a parking lot.
Right.
I mean, it's the worst.
It really is. Like, you think we're using a text machine like you're using one. We're not. Like, you can't believe... what we are dealing with.
It's a discount
over here.
Program for
like,
sure.
Though it's just awful.
It's great.
No. It's not great.
It's wonderful.
It's not like I actually don't understand what their problem is. It's like it can't write more than one line and then it starts separating into different. It's so dumb.
It's just technology you don't understand.
Yeah. And you know what? It also doesn't understand itself.
Group them by the number for us, please.
Right. Anything, or just let them write more than 12 characters. I don't understand it.
Anyway.
So really, keep it real short on our text machine.
We'll get an email for you soon.
Or we'll be fired for talking like this. One of those will definitely happen.
Don't say that out loud.
I'm kidding. I hope. Okay, so I have not heard this yet, but I definitely read this little blurb and went, oh, I'm interested. So I handed it over to Maddie.
And Maddie,
he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show.
Okay.
Maddie.
You handed it over to Maddie.
And he said, I don't know. So we're going to do it anyway. Mark Zuckerberg recorded.
You're talking about Zuck?
We're Facebook talking about Zuck. Zuck. Facebook Zuckerberg.
The guy that owns one of the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah.
All right.
Mark Zuckerberg.
What did he buy? Maui? Is it Maui? He's like.
Kauai.
Oh, Kauai. Doesn't he own
most of Kauai?
I don't
some
know.
Crazy...
He's bought a lot of land over there,
he's
though.
He's hundreds of acres of that island. Like, everybody who used to always live there lives in one little section of it now. He just owns the whole thing. I don't know. I don't have the whole thing. All I know is he dresses up like a mime and goes wakeboarding or whatever the hell. Oh, no. What was that? Foil? It's like a trefoil board. Mark Zuckerberg.
Maddie's in the other room going, oh my God, the misinformation here.
We don't care. Please. At this point.
He bought a Wahoo.
Yeah.
He owns
the Big Island.
He owns
the Big Island.
Nobody lives there anymore.
No, we cleared them all out. It's like a ghost town. And he's the only ghost walking around in his mime outfit.
Hawaii's been canceled. All right. You want me to go or you?
No, I'm going to. I know I'm going to set this up. I'm trying to just get myself under control here. He has a wife, Mark Zuckerberg.
Just say the guy's name. Don't stop asking
me like that.
He bought the whole thing.
Hate that. He's got a dating anniversary with his wife, Priscilla. And I guess that when they first met at some college party, the song Get Low, which is a Flo Rida song with T-Pain. This is what that sounds like. You get the original
from
me?
Everybody's heard this.
I've never heard of it. Oh, I do know this song.
Told you.
You were right. Okay, so because it's their dating anniversary, he wanted to do something special for her, and this is their song, Vinny. So here is what Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm gonna play some of it, but then I'm gonna drop. I mean,
because
it's been edited, but it just sounds like tons of edits. So here you go. Here's just a little, but this is like more of the chorus part.
Get low, get low, get low, get low. From the windows to the walls, till sweat drops down my slope, till all these.
And then it just, there's like 50 more.
That's Mark Zuckerberg's acoustic cover of Get Low with T-Pain, by the way. So he calls up the guy Flo Rida worked with. And he's like, hey, TP, hey, get over here with your auto-tuning and let's do this thing. But let's make it bizarre and acoustic.
The only question I have for you is how much was T-Pain paid?
Oh,
I'm sure whatever more than he's made. For. He's probably more than he's made in the last 10 years.
What is T-Pain worth? Like, I only really know. I actually, turns out I do know that song, which I'm very surprised by. But I wonder, let's have a look here. Not publicly available. How is that? Well, they're saying maybe 40 million.
10 million.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to manage money. Ended up losing it all. He had to borrow money to feed his kids, according to this. I don't know if that's true or not. But all I really know about him is that he's the guy behind Auto-Tune. How does a guy create something like Auto-Tune that is now so pervasive throughout the entire music industry? Everybody uses it. I have an Auto-Tune at my house.
I don't think he invented it. He just made it famous.
I thought he was the guy that came up with it. He went to some tech lab and was like, here's what I want to do. I
think he bought the Big Island. Why? T-Pain.
No, he bought one of the little teeny islands. He's out of money. Anyway, the tool wasn't invented by him.
Yeah.
He became highly successful because of it.
Yeah,
I don't like that story as much. Anyway, there's that. All right, let's talk about the... oh, by the way, did you like the Mark Zuckerberg thing?
I did not.
So that's not going into your playlist.
No, and I like I said, the only question I have for you after hearing that is what did he pencil onto a check for T-Pain to get on a plane and go help him do that?
Do you think that there's some cachet for T-Pain to be able to say I went and helped Mark Zuckerberg make a song?
No, I think that hurts you.
Really?
You hurt your rep that you as an artist are willing to go let some guy nuke a song for his wife on your time and you didn't get paid?
Oh, I'm sure his expenses were covered, right?
I'm sure.
You're asking me a question and I'm giving you my answer. No, there is no cachet for T-Pain.
So you're saying he got, what do you think, $3 million?
I don't even
know. $1 million.
That's what I want to know is what gets T-Pain off the couch and over to Zuckerberg's house?
I don't know. People are saying I was wrong. That's Lil Jon. That's not what it said on YouTube.
Wait, about what? Lil Jon, about what?
The Flo Rida with T-Pain song.
No, it's right here. Flo Rida, yeah. T-Pain.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
If I was wrong, add that to the column.
Can you please see? I know it's impossible, but at least let's see if we can research how much T-Pain was paid to go to Zuckerberg's home studio down in his bunker in the bottom of his house, where I'm sure that whole thing happened, the recording session. And meantime, I'm going to tell you about the CMAs. Post Malone, Lainey Wilson, Shaboozy, and many more will perform at the 2024 CMA Awards. They just released the initial lineup. Luke Bryan will be hosting for the fourth year alongside Peyton Manning, but this time they've added Lainey Wilson as another co-host.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they have to have so many. I mean, it's fine. It's fun. It's a good time.
She's in the television ads.
You've seen the ads?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's happening. It's less than a week away. It's on the 20th. So I think that might be Wednesday of next week. Yeah, Wednesday, November 20th. It's on ABC. And it's the 58th annual CMA Awards. You know, if you're into country, you don't even need to tell you about this, but it says 8:00 Eastern, which means it probably airs live here. A lot of times that's what happens with these because people otherwise will know who won because everybody's phone starts lighting up as soon as awards are given out. Luke Bryan's hosting with Peyton and Lainey. Luke is going to sing Love You, Miss You, Mean It. Lainey will perform her current single, 4x4 by You. Post Malone will sing Yours, which is about his daughter. And then he'll be joined by Chris Stapleton to sing their song, California Sober. I don't know how that one goes, but I'm assuming it involves weed. Shaboozy is going to play a medley of his new single, Highway, because that's what he wants you to move on to. And then he'll mix it up with his smash hit, a bar song, Tipsy. Let's see. Ooh, Teddy Swims, that real bluesy guy. He is going to join up with Thomas Rhett for a mashup of both of their hits, Something About a Woman and Lose Control. There's a long... Oh, someone's going to do American Girl, the Tom Petty classic. It looks like it's Dierks Bentley, Sierra Hull, Molly Tuttle, and Bronwyn Keith Hines. I don't know those people. Dierks, I think I know. I'm sure it'll be wonderful. American Girl. And George Strait is going to receive something called the 2024 CMA Lifetime Achievement Award. And he's in, I mean, incredible company. Isn't George Strait, didn't somebody like text you and say, that's the guy you should be listening to, George Strait?
George Strait is an old country superstar that I had never heard of. And I have gone back and listened to his records and they're great. It's old school country though. It's not this pop stuff. So it's very much the...
country and western.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just been announced that he's going to get the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. They've named it after Willie. At the CMA Awards coming Wednesday. They air live from Nashville, so that'll be 5 o'clock our time. Throughout George Strait's career, he's had 17 CMA wins, 83 CMA nominations, which is the most ever, 60 number one singles. 61 number one singles.
That's what the person wrote me.
And over 70 million albums sold.
I think I was wrongly saying that Garth Brooks is the biggest ever country star or something.
I think he sold the most.
And they wrote in and said, no, he's not. It's George Strait, and you need to listen to this guy. And then I did. And I went, yeah, I like him. He's good.
The first award was given out in 2012 to Willie Nelson, and that's why it's named after him. Like a lifetime. Do you know what's so funny? 2012, the dude was, I don't know, 80. And so they're like, well, we should really give this to that guy. He can't have too much longer left. Here he is, almost 92 years old now. So they named it after Willie Nelson, and it's not given out every year, only once in a while. But Willie won it in 2012. Kenny Rogers won it in 2013. Johnny Cash in 2015. Dolly Parton in 2016. Kris Kristofferson in 2019. Charlie Pride in 2020. Loretta Lynn in 2021. Alan Jackson in 2022. And now George Strait is going to get the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. Which, listen, if you're really into country music, that's for you. Just a quick aside, Jelly Roll had announced, I'm going into TV and I'm not going to have a tour next year. He has a tour. He just announced that he's got a 12-stop tour in Canada.
Well, 12 stops isn't...
It's not a world tour, right? So I guess, I don't know, you check your passport. He was saying that because they don't let you into Canada if you have a record, and he has a record.
Oh, right.
So I guess he's done some work to try to get that cleared up. He's calling it the Beautifully Broken Great Northern Tour. And even though he has played in Canada before, it's still a big deal because of all the past legal troubles. He wasn't sure if he was ever going to be able to do any shows internationally. And he's doing 12 shows up north starting, who cares? They're all in Canada. If you're interested in going, maybe he's coming to a town near someplace you go in Canada. So there you go.
Yeah. I just need to clarify this.
Please.
Because the text machine's going crazy.
Okay.
The cover is actually of Little John and East Side Boys Get Low, not Flo Rida's Get Low. They're two different songs. I was mistaken. You all are right. So there you go.
Well, look at you owning that.
Of course.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So can I hear the Get Low from or is it too sweary?
Oh, no.
Okay, never mind. I don't. Yeah. It's the one with any trouble.
It's the one. You remember Chappelle's Show when he's the one to skeet, 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 skeet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that song.
I know.
Okay, there you go.
Really a lot of text.
Yeah, I know. People are very adamant about this. Looked,
but there's a
and
lot
you're
of
you're correct,
text.
People, and I am wrong, and I admit it freely.
Yeah.
I am not perfect.
Well, you know what was great, though, is that the one you did play, I was like, oh, I've heard of that one. This one, I don't think I have. The one that Zuckerberg performed, I'm like, I don't know that one.
Yeah. I play it, but I don't want to.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. I don't want no trouble.
That's the motto of this show. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I also have a Zuckerberg story and more after these.
Oh.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love. Oh, Brittany. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's Closing Night of the Eras Tour. Every day, log into that free Odyssey app and listen to Alice for at least an hour. That gives you a daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift, her final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada. Round trip airfare for two and a two-night hotel stay. And where is the cursor? There it is.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's a perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure to stay updated by checking out our Facebook page.
Hi.
More on Facebook in a second. Chance for rain today. Lows, temperatures in the low 60s. Full moon tides, high surf at the beach. Be very careful if you're out for a while. Actually, right about now, the tide, I believe, is peaking.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, fight Friday. That's tomorrow at 5 p.m. Actually, it won't happen at 5. It's probably more like 6, but whatever. Okay, back to Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. Here's your headline. Mark Zuckerberg announces the date that will end mobile phones and is clear about their replacement.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm in. Yep. Let's hear this. The mobile phone appeared in our lives just under 3 decades ago. A real revolution.
Yeah.
Forevermore, we can reach everyone at all times and no one ever can get lost. Ever. I mean, if you want to, like you want to get lost, like you're all, hey, I want to.
I lost my phone and I lost myself. I'm lost.
Trying to get lost, but no, my text machine just went off.
It's funny. It has been 30 years. Incredible.
Zuckerberg has talked about the element that will change the technological landscape. He says that many of us looked to smartwatches, but they didn't do it. They haven't done it. They haven't replaced. I have replaced my phone with my watch, but it doesn't do all the stuff. And the main thing I'm missing, and I don't know if the new thing's going to do it either. The main thing I'm missing is the damn camera for my kids. So I'm carrying the phone around because I'm still taking 5 pictures a day,
right?
At least.
Well, and there's apps on there that you're really only going to look on your phone. You're not going to scroll through Instagram on your watch, are you? Can you?
No, but I can wait to get home to get to my laptop for Instagram.
Right.
I really only want to do that once a day. Yeah. I'll do it more if I've got nothing to do and I've got a minute
or something. Yeah.
But I don't need to see that as often as I would want to see. I don't know the time of day.
You're very good on about Instagram. I always see if I post something, Ben likes it.
Yeah.
I try to.
Yeah. No. It's nice.
I try to keep up on it. I think that's an implied sort of part of the job. If you talk to
don't talk to me about it,
the people.
I know.
Anyway, what he says is it's going to be the glasses are going to replace your phone. Will be in your pocket way more than it's out once these glasses go wide. And he says, and he doesn't give a date. That headline was very misleading. There will come a point where your smartphone will be in your pocket more than out of it, and I think that will happen during the 2030s. So it's not as far off as we might think, because, we're looking at 5 years from now to enter that at least decade.
You know, I agree with him. I am sort of looking for the glasses. I feel like that's just going to be a wearable that I can have. But I actually wear glasses. And so unless it also is corrective for my vision, I'm not going to be able to just wear those.
Why couldn't they do that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, are you going to have to buy a frame that has all this stuff in it and then can do a heads-up display? And also, will it disable while I'm driving? Because that's going to be in the way of driving. Although, I suppose, by the 2030s, we might not be driving our cars anymore.
Apple with its Vision Pro and Meta with its whatever glass they've got out, and Snap has a glass as well. There's probably more on the... Oh, Google Glass was actually the very first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was supposed to be the next big thing.
God, do you remember you might not have been around, or maybe you were. Google, got a barge off in the bay, and they were going to make it a Google store, and it was going to sell the glasses. And then there was a bad reaction to the glasses. Like, you can't go in a bar where people are hanging out and possibly be recording them. People want to get drunk in peace.
Yeah.
Without their wife seeing them posted up on the Instagram and what they're up to. Hey, he's supposed to have where's the kid? Well, the kid's eating pickles over on the other end of the bar. What?
That's a nice
callback.
That
was a good callback.
Nice one.
Anyway, the glass, everyone.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Zuck is saying by 2030, your pocket will be in, your phone will be in your pocket more than out of it.
Okay, so that does sound good, but I'm looking for the contact. I want a contact lens that has everything I need on it.
Well,
series of blinks. There it is. It's like a heads-up overlay. I like that.
It's a process. I'm sure they're working that direction.
And then we're going to go brain chip, right?
I mean, honestly...
Let's go straight to the source.
Technology has, in my opinion, moved way too fast. I feel like I understand that business is business, and first one to market,
sell it.
That's the race, man, right there. So I get all that, but I do feel like forget about glasses. Not even forget. Just the fact that contacts exist blows my mind. That I can take this little thing, put it on my eye, and I can see better.
Right. It fixes my broken cornea.
And now you're telling me we're going to be doing computing through our pair of glasses.
Well, people are going to be walking around going like this.
Yeah.
Like all head movements and blinking and ticking.
You'll just talk to it. It'll have,
I'm not going to be able to talk to it. Like there I am in the library. I'm not going to be sitting there talking to it. Who am I kidding?
You're
not
in the library?
In the library, looking porn?
Yeah. Looking for old style porn.
The annual list of worst passwords just came out, and coming in at number one is secret.
Oh.
The word secret. So we've switched from password.
Well, good for
it's
us.
Still there. I mean, it's still there on the list of,
What about password 1234 !?
Well, actually, 123456 is still a biggie, too.
Oh,
just the numbers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Every year, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that get leaked onto the internet to figure out the most common ones. The number one most commonly hacked password that Americans use in 2024 is secret, all lowercase.
That sounds like a perfect password. Now that everyone knows about it, that's what we should use.
Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mm. They say that's number one worst globally.
Oh.
So it's not just, you know, America.
All around the world, we're using that one.
Let's see. What else? Password QWERTY123.
Oh. QWERTY, that's just all the ones across the top of the keyboard. QWERTY. Well, not all of them. Up to the Y.
Ah!
It's a QWERTY keyboard.
Ah!
Really?
I'm familiar with the word QWERTY, but I didn't realize. Now I'm looking at it. Oh, there it is.
It's spelled out right there.
Well,
at the
it's
top
been 100
keyboard.
Years since I was in typing class. So,
what if that's like the right hand? Do you use your right finger or your left finger to type the Y? Is it all the lefties plus a righty? Must be.
Oh no, I would use. Wait a minute. Oh, I think I would go with my pointer finger on my left hand.
I do it with my left hand. I do it with my right hand. Maybe.
Wait a minute. But it would still be your pointer finger.
I am using the pointer finger on my right hand hit the Y.
Well, either way, yeah, it's right in the middle. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. But that's the only time I even look at the key, because I can do it without looking. But when I see I've missed a letter, I might look to go, why do I keep hitting M when I mean N? Or something like that.
Right.
But normally I'm not looking at the keyboard because I learned to type.
Do you feel, I always go by the little dot that's on the F and the J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's home base.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's how I know that I'm in the right place. If I'm screwing up, I'm feeling around for it.
Used to teach me all the typing. I think that was seventh or eighth grade. I took typing for a full semester and Mr. Miranda taught me it.
Nobody takes typing anymore because kids, babies are typing. Like your daughters probably are both better typers than we were until we were in college. Maybe better
than
that.
The young one's probably not there yet, but the young one is very much, she's walked up to the TV and been like swiping at the screen.
Screens are to be touched.
Going, I can't. I'm like, get off!
Don't touch the screen.
Oh. What are you doing? Other common bad passwords include I love you, baseball, princess, football, monkey, and sunshine. So there's some of the bad passwords.
Those are bad? Monkey, yeah. Sunshine? Those seem... All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. If Zuck is right, I'm moving to a remote island. I have no interest in these glasses, contacts, etc.
Well, don't go to Kauai.
Yeah, he will kick you out.
He owns it.
You know, the thing is, though, you got to give these things a chance. It's like, I thought I'll never use an iPad. No one ever would. Who would ever need that? Now I'm like, I love my iPad.
Yeah, I love mine too.
I love my iPad.
I honestly thought a generic watch that we're all going to wear. Could we have less style? And yet here I am with the generic watch that I wear every single day. And it is my preferred contact. Like that's the way I'll text. That's the way I just use that. Let's see here. Should we play the game? Because I've got text for miles.
I can do it. I'm ready to go. I'm all about it. It's time to play a game. Today we're going to play, when did that happen? Who went first yesterday? You guys remember?
You can let Maddie go.
All right, Maddie. Oh,
I have been losing a lot.
By the way, going first, not an advantage. All right. Well done, Benny. When did that happen? A little book by Herman Melville called Moby Dick was first published in the U.S. When did that happen? What year was that? When did that happen?
1891.
All right.
1892.
Oh, 1851.
Oh.
That is a point for Maddie right there. Moby Dick, published in the U.S. in 1851. All right, how about the Ray Charles classic, Georgia on My Mind, hit number one? What year was that? Ray Charles's Georgia on My Mind, hit number one. And Vinny, you got to go first. I never would have got this one.
I'm going to say 72.
72. All right. What do you think, Maddie?
I'm going to say the awesome year of 1973.
I'm sorry, but it was 1960.
Wow.
And Vinny, you get the point for that one. I know. I would have said the 70s.
I actually thought the 60s, but because he was not really a modern artist.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking 60s, but then I thought 60s were extremely difficult to break through in for a black man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Motown has happened in the 60s. Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, all right, there you go.
All right. Stephen King publishes the book Pet Sematary, his 17th book. What year did that happen? Oh, and Maddie, you have to go first. What year did that happen?
1978,
says Maddie.
79.
It is 83.
Yeah, well, I figured it was the 80s. I remember reading that book, like, and loving it.
There was a movie, too. Remember that one?
Yeah.
1989.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. When did this happen? Carmen Electra marries Dennis Rodman. The nation was shocked when they divorced less than 6 months later. And I think Vinny has to go first on this one.
What's the question again?
When did Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman get married? What year was that?
Oh, my. I'm going to say that is 1996, Bob.
It's 96.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I'm going to go 1997.
It is 1998.
Yes!
We are tied.
He mother bleeped me.
I did.
You guys haven't been successfully doing that this round. All right, here we go. Let's see. Maddie goes first on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Quantum of Solace was released in the U.S. It's the 22nd official James Bond movie. It does star Daniel Craig. What year did Quantum of Solace come out? Is Solace or Solace? Solace.
I would say Solace.
I'll say 2006.
2006, says Maddie.
Oh, okay. That's for sure 2007 and above, Bob.
It is 2008. And by a score of 3-2, it looks like El Campeón del Pueblo rides again.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you so much.
I hate losing, but I love watching him win.
Yeah. Let me know when you're done.
I'm good.
Okay.
We got stuff to do. I mean, I can't sit here all day.
Goodbye. Make sure you listen to Alice all the live long day. We've got plenty of chances for you to win your way into Alice in Winterland now that it is sold out. And the next time we talk to you, it's going to be Friday.
Yeah, it is.
See you then.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.